Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Lauren and this is the Femme Fatale podcast, the best podcast for all things psychology, self-help, and you know, just being an all-around baddie. This week, I wanted to open up the conversation on burnout, how it's romanticized in our culture, hustle culture, and what to do if we are experiencing it and how we can prevent it. Burnout is definitely a topic that I don't feel like is discussed in our current capitalistic American culture. I feel like this has always been something that we have had to deal with as a society, though. Like this notion that in order to succeed, we need to work ourselves into the ground and climb the corporate ladder, which there's nothing wrong with if you want that to be your goal. It's just that we definitely have a toxic culture surrounding how to get there. We begin to lose ourselves and abandon ourselves when we put all of our worth into our work and we forget to show up for ourselves until oftentimes it's too late. We realize that we need to begin to take care of ourselves only after the fact, only after we feel exhausted mentally and physically, instead of loving ourselves, prioritizing ourselves, and making self-love and self-care just as important as our work and as our hobbies or schoolwork or life passions. There is a huge culture surrounding hustle culture exacerbated by social media, and it pushes us to place our worth and value on external pressures and external circumstances and the societal push that something outside of us is going to make us happy and whole, when in reality, we are really the only people that are going to make ourselves feel happy and feel whole. And like this whole idea that there's something to strive for that will eventually get us to happiness is a complete lie. Our culture would love to tell us that once you have this white picket fence or the money or the fame that you're going to be happy, but that's just really an unproductive and toxic cycle. Lately, I've been talking to a lot of my friends, especially those of us in new jobs or that are in grad programs, and it's shown me that so many of us have experienced this or are currently experiencing this. In many ways, the whole standard that has been perpetuated started when we were young with school and academic success, and I don't know about your guys' high school, but in mine, it was like an unset expectation that you needed to get straight A's and you needed to be taking dual credit AP classes, you needed to be in a sport or in band or in choir, and you needed to be part of the musical. And when we became adults, this quickly translated into our work and our jobs, where our employers often have a perspective that your soul basically needs to be sold to the company. And although they won't say it outright, they'll pass you on opportunities and potential raises if you aren't working 50 hours a week, even though you're only being paid for 40, or God forbid you take a vacation day. And I really am thankful that as millennials and Gen Z enter and continue being in the workforce, we are beginning to see those changes. We're really beginning to see those mental health days and more flexible schedules as we begin to shift this narrative from living to work to working to live. And it's honestly quite interesting because it is really such an American perspective to have our lives centered around work and work culture. Honestly, we don't get full retirement benefits till like 68, and that's considered normal. So many people don't even make it to 68, and actually our life expectancy is going down. Meanwhile, in countries like France, I believe the retirement age is 62, and I believe the government was trying to raise it to 64 not too long ago. Please correct me if I'm wrong. I think the nation protested against it. I think we're getting too compliant, quite frankly. There are also jobs where employees experience major burnout more than others, I would say, but because of the culture of the job as well, it's to be expected. I definitely experienced this in healthcare. If anyone here doesn't know, I work in a children's psych unit, and I absolutely love my job, and I love the work that I do, but it's no secret that mental health care workers, and any healthcare workers, honestly, are notoriously burnt out for what we do. I work 12 and a half hour shifts with kids that are often trying to hurt themselves or hurt others, and it's quite frankly very emotionally exhausting and taxing. And me and my coworkers were talking about how on edge we all feel and how quick we are to snap at each other sometimes and have that even translate into our home lives. And with a career like this, you really need to be able to be emotionally available at all times, which, even if there were no issues, that's a difficult ask to do regardless. But of course, you can experience it in any field, in any career or school, work, and any kind of hobby. So, what exactly is burnout? The APA Dictionary of Psychology describes it as physical, emotional, or mental exhaustion, accompanied by decrease in motivation, lowered performance, and negative attitudes towards oneself and others. And there's a few signs of burnout that if we catch them early, we can prevent a lot of burnout from happening. And that is feeling exhausted and fatigued, not only at work, but in other areas of our life as well. Feeling apathetic and dissatisfied, tension headaches or tension in the body, changes in diet and sleep patterns, feeling irritable and feeling disconnected from not just work, but in relationships and other passions as well. In some extreme cases, stress-induced psychosis and stress-related damage to the body, like hair loss. If you've ever been so strung out and so exhausted and wired from stress that you start hallucinating like little dots in the corner of your eyes, and it sounds really bad, but I've definitely experienced that after a very long week of 12-hour shifts at work. Like, nothing major, but I swore I saw my cat walk by in the corner of my eye a few times. Watch me literally be going insane, you guys. Anyways, stress is actually so bad for your body, you guys. Like, we are not made to be stressed 24/7. We physically cannot handle. Our hair starts to fall out. Our digestive tract gets all messed up. Our blood pressure increases. And it can even lead to heart attacks and increase the risk of cancer and developments of other illnesses. Having to work nonstop in order to achieve our goals, it really glorifies work as being our only purpose in life. We have these ideas of the boss babe or those weird finance bro videos on TikTok that tell you not to drink coffee in order to become a millionaire. And you guys, I hate that mindset because it's such a limiting mindset to have. If you can't even enjoy the little things in life, like getting a cup of coffee or going out once in a while with your friends in order to be successful, then life is just going to completely pass you by. You're going to be 80 years old and all the memories you will have won't be of having the great silly little times with your friends, but of the hours and hours you spent plugging away and skipping out on life's little things. Likewise, if you do want to get rich, you need to shift your mindset from a limiting one to one of abundance. Don't let yourself stress over one Starbucks just because you could have used that $5 to invest in AI. That's not thinking like a millionaire. I'm not saying to stop budgeting, but do let yourself live once in a while. Hustle culture definitely shifts our focus onto our product and what we produce, when in reality, we are so much more than that. And what's ironic is that you will not even reach your potential if you're constantly running yourself dry. There's a quote that goes something like, you need to fill your own cup before you can fill another's. And that applies to not just relationships, but to life in general. You can't give to the world unless you're giving to yourself first. You can't pour into your passions and your hobbies unless you pour into yourself first. Fill other cups only with the overflow of your own. Don't take from your already half-empty cup and put it into someone else's. It's not sustainable. That's one of the quickest ways to build resentment, and it's not the fault of the other person's. For all they know, you could have all your cups filled already. It's 100% our responsibility to have boundaries in relationships, in work, and whatever cups we pour into, to make sure we're not depleting our own in the process. And I know this is a really hard concept for people pleasers like myself to grasp. I used to be very afraid of not showing up for everyone exactly when they needed it every single time, but I soon realized that by doing so, I was burning myself out in the process, and therefore I was not showing up as my best version. I was not showing up as the best friend or the best partner or the best employee or coworker. I was actually benefiting other people more by showing up for myself first. Not only would that give me the opportunity to show up in a refreshed and replenished state, I also realized that if you're constantly trying to solve everyone else's problems, you're in many ways robbing the other person from a learning opportunity. And when I realized that, whoa, it was such a game changer for me. Because yeah, sometimes in order to avoid burnout, we need to say no. And that can actually be beneficial to other people. So what can we do to help prevent burnout and not give into the toxicity of hustle culture? I need you guys to start viewing taking care of yourself like a job you're required to do. If your boss tells you to take out the trash at the end of your shift, you go do it, right? But if you tell yourself that you're going to clean up your space or finally start reading that new book and you don't, you need to ask yourself why you're not showing up for yourself the way you are showing up for other people. Why do we hold ourselves accountable at work but not hold ourselves accountable to taking care of ourselves? It's so important because, like I said before, you're actually benefiting others by taking care of yourself first. So the best way to avoid burnout is catching it early before the symptoms progress, and then we are just stuck in a spiral of endless doom. Some early signs to look out for include mental fatigue at the end of the day, feeling unappreciated, tense or frustrated, having physical aches and pains, and dreading the next day. The next batch of symptoms are longer lasting symptoms, and they are feeling bored and apathetic, prolonged feelings of irritability, aggression, and anxiety, more physical symptoms, and finally, the last symptoms that are hardest to reverse are severe physiological and psychological symptoms, substance dependence, and shorter life expectancy, as well as higher rates of illness, like I talked about earlier in the episode. So the best thing we can do is to take preventative measures and to catch these symptoms early on and not brush them off as, oh, this is what work is supposed to be like. That's hustle culture speaking, and it's not true. Let's not normalize such high amounts of stress. So obviously it's not realistic to prevent burnout every single time. So what if you are experiencing burnout right now? I suspect that many of you who click this podcast episode are. I would suggest that you guys skip directly to the taking a break stage that I will talk about and then begin implementing the preventative steps into your routine to prevent further burnout. I know things might seem hopeless if you're in the thick of it, but I promise you that they are not and that there are ways out. So what I like to do to prevent burnout is, like I mentioned before, start treating self-care like a job that you must show up for. If you need to, plan self-care days into your schedule. Every evening, if you can, plan an hour doing something relaxing that you love. Get your thoughts onto paper, journal, write, do something mindless like reading a book or watching your favorite TV show. I would suggest against scrolling on social media for that hour because it has its own problems that can arise, like doom scrolling or seeing rich, successful influencers that make you feel bad about yourself. So really take this time to unplug and get in tune with yourself and how you are feeling. I think it's extremely important to check in with yourself every day and ask yourself what you didn't like about how the day went and what you did like and what you would do tomorrow for a better day if you could. And just start to get to know yourself and your stress tolerance and what ticks you off better, because that will help you in the long run. Another two major things are mind and body. I definitely think everyone should be taking the time to meditate every day. It is seriously life-changing and will help reduce stress levels and improve memory. And make sure you are eating the right foods and getting all your nutrients in, because the mind-body connection is so real and your gut is basically your second brain. So by taking care of your body physically, it's going to directly affect your mind. Also, exercise is really important. You don't even have to go hard, but just moving your body every day, getting those 10K steps in, or doing a light workout, or going to a class, it gets those endorphins pumping, which really helps. Another huge one is getting enough sleep, which many of us don't do. Growing up, I know we always heard, you need to get 8 hours of sleep a night. I personally do not subscribe to that. I never feel rested enough after getting only 8 hours of sleep. So I would say rest how much your body needs, preferably 8 or more hours. I mean, you don't want to be sleeping 12 hours a day. That's a whole other problem. But in this case, if your body needs a rest day, don't deny it. Our bodies are a lot smarter than we give them credit for. And if it needs rest, it needs rest. Don't push yourself. And lastly, I would say know when something needs to go. If you've been at a job and you've brought up how you were feeling to management multiple times and nothing has been done about it, and you're just being constantly overworked, you need to go. It's important to recognize your own worth as an employee, because in many ways, your employer is benefiting off of you not speaking up and doing work free of complaints or continuing to push through, even though you both know that you are being treated unfairly. Nothing should take precedent over your mental health. Your well-being is far too important to be treated that way. Your employer doesn't live with you 24/7, but you live with you 24/7, and you need to start treating yourself like a priority. I'm 23 years old right now, and this is my first year that I've actually felt myself age, which is very scary. I've always seen aging as a privilege, but to actually feel your body not be able to do what it used to, like I can't push myself and pull all-nighters studying like I used to or even a few years ago, so I'm kind of in my self-prioritizing era for the first time in my life, and I think you really do have to be protective of your time and energy. When your body can't take hours and hours of back-to-back stressful work and it's giving you signs like hair loss and fatigue, you are already past the warning stages. I think a lot of us don't listen till it's too late, which is why it's good to have that reflection time at the end of every day to get to know yourself better. But for me and the stress that I was going through and still kind of going through, I physically and mentally can't handle it like I used to when I was 19. And now I'm so damn protective over my peace and my well-being, and I've learned that it's a good thing and doesn't actually make you bossy or bitchy, which is what we love to subscribe to women. So I really challenge you to do the same. And my last tip is to redefine what it means to be productive to you. Start deciding what a productive day looks like for you. I've started seeing a productive day less and less like, what have I accomplished, but more of, did I laugh today? Did I discover a new song, one that gives me chills? Did I learn something new or gain a new perspective? Was I able to make someone's day? A productive day shouldn't be about how much money you made or how you advanced in this career or skill or whatnot. Which leads me to another quick point. Let's collectively stop monetizing all of our hobbies. Let's all have some hobbies that no one will see. I think with hustle culture, as soon as we get good at something, we are looking for ways to make money off of it or make it productive in some way. And before we know it, we've turned something relaxing into another job. Let's stop doing that, please. Even with me, I don't really write anymore just to write. I write for my podcast and I write for my novel that I'm working on. And I have deadlines to meet, so a lot of the novelties of doing something that no one will see is gone. At the same time, though, I love what doing my podcast has created. I'm able to connect with so many amazing thinkers like you out there who's listening from all corners of the globe, and it's actually quite therapeutic for me to have this opportunity to get my thoughts down and out into the world. So there's definitely pros to having hobbies that people will see, but I think you need a balance. For me, I paint. I don't post my paintings. Maybe one day I will, but I want to keep it as a hobby that I can actually do as a hobby without getting pressure to produce more, you know. Of course, it's all about balance, and at the end of the day, it's just not realistic to live a life solely on leisure, and there's something to be said about struggling through and reaping the rewards. But I don't think it's helpful or sustainable to view it through a romanticized lens such as hustle culture. There's going to be times that are stressful, but having constant levels of stress is not normal and needs to be avoided for your sake and, honestly, the sake of others. We can't fill other people's cups without filling our own first. It's important to remember that it's the little things that make up life. It's not when I get here or when I get there. It's the right now that is life. We are living right now. As you're listening to this podcast, this is life happening right now. Life doesn't happen once you get your degree, or once you have enough money, or once you get married and have kids. Life is the billions of milliseconds throughout the day. Life is the coffee that burns your tongue in the morning. Life is the friend calling you drunk at 3 a.m. in the morning to tell you how much they love you. Life is the smell of grass after it rains and the feeling of a cat softly brush past your legs. I've made it a goal these past years to focus more on living now rather than living later. This was hard for me at first, as I'm such a daydreamer and I get lost in my daydreams all the time. I've since gotten better at grounding myself, and I still let myself experience daydreams because they no longer pull me out of life, but rather are another part of life to experience. I make sure I make time for the people that make time for me. I never pass the opportunity to see my friends and family, even if I have a lot going on. Sometimes I have to schedule it in, and it's not realistic to be spontaneous all the time, but when I can, I do. Even if I don't want to go that badly, I push myself to go because a second spent connecting with others is never a second wasted. It's helped my life slow down, and I am extremely appreciative of it. I want to leave you all today with the knowledge that your life and who you are right now is exactly who you need to be, and that you are completely worthy and deserving with and without any and all of the things you have done and haven't done. You are completely worthy just being you. We need to stop putting our worth into our productivity and the things that we produce because we are not machines. We are human beings, and that is a beautiful, beautiful thing. Living life for the little moments and not the big successes is a beautiful thing. Taking rest and taking care of ourselves is sacred. Let's start romanticizing more of that. And yes, if you are listening and are anything like me, which I'm sure you are because my listeners are all high-achieving baddies, then know that it's okay to still strive for the best for yourself and put in the hard work and still dream big. Just know that there is no glory in burning yourself out in the process. Please make self-care and rest just as important. I hope you all enjoyed this week's episode. I had a lot of fun making this one because I really just feel so passionate about self-care, and burnout is something that I've been dealing with a lot recently too, so it's very fresh in my mind. If you like this episode, please share it with someone you know. It helps me out a lot, and if you would like to connect further, you can follow this podcast at femfatale.podcast on Instagram, as well as my personal account at lauren.kuiper on Instagram too, if you want to just say hi. You guys are all so, so, so amazing. Please take care of yourselves this week, and I will see you in the next one. Bye!